Just Like a Family. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
Time for the Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Hello, PT. Good morning.
How have you been over the last week of lockdown, my friend?
I've been doing really well, thank you. Luckily and thankfully for me, like you, we can just continue on business as usual. But unfortunately, as we all know, for other people, it's not quite the same. But I guess given the situation we're in, there's not really a lot we can do about it. So I guess we just have to wait and see what happens next week.
Yes, and for the majority of us, we will eventually be out of lockdown. But Harvey Weinstein quite possibly could be in lockdown for the rest of his life. He's been extradited from California and fronting up in court in LA.
Yeah, that's right. And given that he's 69 years of age at the moment, if you add, say, 22 years of that 23-year sentence that he's already facing in California for sexual assault and rape, given that he's in quite a frail condition and getting around with a wheelchair and says that he's going blind, I think the reality is that he'll probably most likely end up dying in jail. And now it's probably more of a matter of deciding where that will be, because yesterday he pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of rape and 7 counts of sexual assault in the state of Los Angeles after being extradited there from California on Wednesday. And all of these charges involve 5 women. They relate to alleged incidents in Los Angeles over a course of a number of years from 2004 through to 2013. So, of course, he's already serving, as I said, that 23-year sentence in jail in California. So I guess now we'll just wait and see what the outcome of that case is and see whether he's facing another lengthy stint behind bars.
And Jane, did I see correctly when he got off the? I saw him coming off a plane. Was that a private jet that flew him into LA?
That was, yes, it was a private flight from California to Los Angeles. Whether that was just the safest way to get him there, I'm not too sure. But yeah, that was all after his legal team initially wanted him to stay in California because he's going blind, and they said that that he wasn't necessarily safe or able to fly. And in the end, the judge a couple of weeks ago said, nope, you can jump on a flight and we can treat you here in Los Angeles. So that's what happened on Wednesday. He walked off the plane and then he appeared in court yesterday in a wheelchair.
All right. Moving on, and sad news today. We're hearing that veteran Aussie actress has passed away at the tender age of 106, Jaden.
Yes, that's right. 106 years of age. This is the great Mary Ward, who was Mum Brooks on Prisoner. 106, you know, imagine the things that she must have seen and the stories that she'd have to tell after 106 years on this earth. But very, very sad news. Earlier in the week, she passed away. She was the nice one on Prisoner for people who were trying to place her. She was always pottering around in the garden and everything, and passed away, unfortunately, in a nursing home here in Melbourne on Monday. Still very sprightly into her later years in life, but unfortunately, her nephew said those really harsh and cruel lockdowns just got to her in the end and really affected her ability to engage with people. And unfortunately, that's what led to her demise. But lived a remarkable life and career too, even before Prisoner, like so many of them on that show did. And all up, notching up 20 TV show credits and 6 movies to her name as well. So one of the greats of the industry.
Absolutely. And speaking of greats of the industry, there's one that's still alive and celebrating a birthday today, but he'll be doing that in hospital.
Yes, that's right. The great Bert Newton turns 83 today. So unfortunately, he's been in hospital for the past 6 months now, dealing with various complications after he had his leg amputated earlier in the year. All accounts, he's doing well at the moment, given the circumstances. But unfortunately, like everybody at the moment, his family can't visit him in hospital. But I'm sure the kids and the grandkids will be seeing him today on FaceTime. And I'm sure the nurses will be doing their best to make the day very special. But yes, big happy birthday to Bert Newton, and all the best wishes too for Paddy and the rest of the family.
Yeah, good old Moonface. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Always great to catch up with you on a weekly basis with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Have a great weekend, and hopefully by the time we speak next week, we're out of lockdown.
Hopefully. Thank you, PT.